Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by Reiner Swanson, tight end out of Laguna Beach. He was just at the University of Texas over the weekend for his official visit. Welcome to the show, Reiner.
Thank you, Bobby. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being here. A couple questions. How did the visit go for you?
Well, I got there. The chauffeur picked us up in our house in style, and from that moment on, I just knew that this is going to be they're going to treat me like a king, and it's so fun. Like, the college recruiting visits are incredible. So we got there, and we had Tex-Mex. It was pretty good. Obviously, I got a big burrito, and then I got another chicken fajita. So I've been losing some weight, kind of. So I've been trying to gain it back. And then just the whole day, every day was just food and more food. And it was crazy. Yeah, it was amazing. It was the best visit I've ever had, 100%.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, good for you, bud. 6'4", 240 pounds out of Laguna Beach, California, blue chip tight end. Reiner, your recruitment to the University of Texas is unique somewhat in that you just got started and got going, and Texas is one of those schools that showed mutual interest in each other. How did it all start for you? Was Jeff Banks the first to reach out, or the tight ends coach at Texas, or was it someone else?
Jeff Banks, he sent a text to me, like a little edit with a flag, and it said like Reiner Swanson on it or something like that. And then he said, "You down for a call?" And then they just offered me right there. It was very short. Like, Texas, I don't know. It was all of a sudden. It was really sudden, and it was pretty cool. And we've been texting ever since. And I've been on an unofficial in last April, and that was really cool. And this topped it off for sure, the official. So, yeah, the recruitment, Texas is really good at recruiting, and they got amazing coaches. And that could definitely be home for me.
Tell me a little bit about I've watched film of you. Obviously played last year, 83 catches, 952 yards, 12 touchdowns. Also performed well as a sophomore with 6 touchdown catches, 40 plus catches there. Describe your playing style for folks that are unfamiliar with you, Reiner.
My plans. Well, I am very new to football. I've always been a baseball guy, and I'll just tell you a little story. I'll tell you a story. I was in the jacuzzi with my friend, and he's always been wanting to get me to play football because he's been playing for a while. And this day, he's been trying to get me to play football for a while. And he said, "Reiner, what will it take you to play football?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. Like, it sounds cool. Like, football is awesome, obviously. Like, that's like the coolest sport. But I just want to stick with basketball." And he said, "You do know that we get team meals every week, right?" And that is literally the thing that got me to – that's the thing that got me to play football, their team meals. And I just showed up to practice the next day with red Vans, and I didn't know a thing about football, really. I mean, I put flag, but I didn't know, like, what a cornerback was or a safety. Like, I didn't know when I was a freshman. So my coach just went up to me and said, "Reiner, this will be the best thing, the best decision you've ever made." And I'm sure, and it's worked out pretty well. And I played D-end as a freshman, little bit of receiver, and then sophomore year is when I picked up receiver, and I had a fun year. I got a couple good highlights, but I still didn't really know, like, the gist. I mean, I did, but I still wasn't, like, really familiar with how the game went. And this junior year, it was definitely a leap. We didn't have our starting quarterback the first 6 games. It was our second string. He got hurt the first game, and then we had our third string quarterback in the first 6 games. So that was a little I forgot the word, but it was like a little bump in the way.
Yeah.
And it worked out great. And we won CIF, and it was really fun.
Good for you. All right. So you said it's worked out well, and you agreed with your coach. You've got colleges across the country knocking down your door. Texas among them, Oregon, BYU, Utah, Texas A&M are your final 5. At least that's what you put out on Twitter about a week or so ago, I think. Give us a taste of those schools and why they made up your final five.
Okay. Texas, I think Texas is the coolest college in the nation. I believe that for sure. After this last visit, it's just like, dude, these coaches have the dream job. This is so cool, and the players are just living it up. And yeah, Texas is pretty sweet. Their coaches are very, very smart. They have an NFL style offense. And how could you say no to Texas? They're going to SEC, and they're a great football program, and could potentially go to win a national championship in the next few years. And I believe that. And moving on to Oregon, I believe the same with Oregon, with their new coaches and their NIL. A bunch of guys are flocking over to Oregon because of the NIL deals and stuff like that, and the just trusting their coaches that they could get them to the NFL. So Oregon, I've had a relationship with them ever since they were my second offer, and Drew Maringer, the tight ends coach, has always been super, super nice to me. And they really started to stay in touch right after my junior, season. And they said, dude, we still want you. Like, you had an unbelievable jump from your sophomore year to junior year. And I think that I could get you far. We watched a lot of film when I was up there. And I believe that he's an incredible tight ends coach. Dan Lanning has a defensive mind, but he's an amazing recruiter, great man. And Oregon's incredible, 100%.
Yep. Yeah. Now, BYU and Utah are also on your list. You're LDS.
Yes.
Church of Latter-day Saint. So tell us a little bit about those schools and why they fit in. And then also maybe answer a little bit about what you're planning to do for your Mormon mission, which is a key component of the LDS church.
Yep. So LDS stands for Latter-day Saint. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And to me, football is great. It's incredible, but it doesn't go first. So I'm a Latter-day Saint. The LDS mission is for me. I'm going to graduate early. This January. So I'm taking some extracurricular classes, and I'll be at college this January and do spring ball the summer term and do fall camp. Then next January, I'll be on my mission for 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. BYU, Utah, Texas A&M, team that Texas is familiar with. Texas and Texas A&M are the two SEC schools that you've got lined up. Is that an attractive part of this for you, the fact that both Texas and Texas A&M play in the SEC?
SEC is all time, and they could. I believe that if I do exactly what my coaches tell me, if you have the opportunity to play in the SEC.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day. You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's hard. It's so hard to knock. It's so hard to say no. And I think that Texas A&M and Texas are some really good programs. I don't know too much about Texas A&M and their tight ends, of their tight end history, but hopefully I get on a official there, and Coach Coley, the tight ends coach, will help me out and come to realize that I love Texas A&M. They're amazing program. The coaches are super kind. When they offered me, all the coaches texted me, and Coach Coley, he's incredible. I love that guy so much. It sounds cliche for all these other coaches, but I love Coach Coley. He's amazing.
That's okay. I mean, I think that people get a sense of just how torn a young man your age can be, right? I mean, you're 17, I guess, or so, and you have the world by the hairs, you know? I mean, I think that you are in a situation where you're getting courted by all these programs, and each of them have their own piece that they may be better than another one, or you may feel more comfortable here or there, or what have you. I want to ask you about that. What is it that you're actually going to try to make your decision based on, Ryan? Or what is the criteria or fit that you're looking for?
I just want to go to the school that like accepts me. There's great vibe. There's a great vibe in the room, in the locker room, in the facilities. And maybe just like, I hope the players know my standards and protect me from that. And I'm going to make good decisions, and I'm going to stay away from that. But I just hope that the players understand my values. I just want to be happy. I want to have a good vibe. And football isn't the most important thing for me right now. I want to get my degree. Hopefully, maybe get married in college. I don't know. Find my wife. And I want to see what college has to offer with just like how, bottom line, I just want to be the most happy. And football is great, but it's a hard decision with all these schools, because BYU has the values, but there's a lot of other things with Texas and Oregon and Utah. And basically what I'm trying to say is I just want to feel welcome and have a lot of good friends over there.
Yeah, that's good. I think people can appreciate that a guy like yourself is going through this. I mean, we've all had to make decisions in our life. I'm a little, quite a bit older than you, and I know the viewers are likely older as well. We've had to make these decisions ourselves, and so it's a big one, and one that you're going to have to grapple with, and hopefully you're able to come through with it. Let's go back a little bit to you as a player. Your mom was a good athlete. Your dad's a good athlete. You had an uncle play, or I think an uncle play in the NBA, and maybe a cousin play in the NBA. You've been around talented athletes across your career or your upbringing. What is it that you think makes an athlete successful like you that can go from basketball to football and still be highly productive? Is it your athleticism? Is it your understanding of sports? What is it?
Well, I'm reading, what's that book by Malcolm Gladwell? Outliers.
Yep.
I'm reading Outliers right now in English. And I believe what he's saying, like athleticism, that has something to do with it. It's great to have athleticism, but the key thing is how much effort you put into it. It's hard to put in 10,000 hours with football. That's very hard. I don't know if maybe even the pros have done that. I don't know, maybe, but if you work hard and focus on your act for, if that's like your main focus, and you're not sidetracking anything, I think that you have a way bigger chance to get to the NFL, and maybe a little bit of luck with your family, like where you grew up. But most importantly, just how much effort and how much you want it. Yeah.
No, I think effort is a big piece. Everybody can be, a lot of people can be highly athletic, but if they don't practice and hone their skill, they're just another athletic guy out there, right?
And I'm from California, and okay, not that California has anything to do with it, but I'm like from a beach town, and a lot of guys just want to surf, and I used to just want to surf and like just have a mellow life. But now that football is kicking in and I'm starting to realize the benefits of working hard and lifting and just getting better every day, I'm starting to want it way more. And I really want to be the best. I want to work so hard, and I've got to be the one to put in the most effort. There's guys ahead of me on the team who do put in more effort than me, and I gotta match your level or get better than that, because I really want it.
Well, talking to Reiner Swanson, blue chip tight end out of Laguna Beach, California, here on Texas Football. One more question for you. Do you have a timeline right now for when you want to make a college decision, Reiner, or is that even part of your thought process right now?
I think I'm going to make my decision early fall, late summer, early fall. Yeah.
So you're going on a family trip, I think, right? Coming up in a week or two.
In June, yeah, 2 weeks, around 2 weeks to Europe. Okay.
So you're talking about September, August timeframe, maybe after you get back from that trip?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Around that time. That sounds perfect for me.
Got it. Well, who are your official hosts on the weekend? Who did you hang out with the most on the football team?
Oh, yeah. Spencer Shannon and Gunner something. I forgot his last name.
Gunner Helm.
Yeah. Spencer. Spencer, yep. He's from San Clemente. Went to Mater Dei. And he can relate with me a lot. He likes to surf. And he was it was day four when I went up with him. He got there like less than a week ago, and he was kind of shell-shocked. He was kind of like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. This is weird. Because they had like crazy conditioning workouts, and he's living alone now, and he's just like a big guy who doesn't know. He's got to get used to it, basically. Yeah. What I'm saying.
It's your.
He's awesome.
We've been there before too, dude. You just get started, and you're away from home for the first time, right? Yeah. For an extended period, and you're trying to get everything around you settled, and it can be tough on guys. All right, Reiner, best of luck to you. We appreciate you spending time with us today, and that's Reiner Swanson, a blue chip tight end, 6'4", 240 pounds, out of Laguna Beach. He visited Texas over the weekend. And he is going to get ready to take a visit to Oregon, I believe, in a week and a half or so. And then he's going to go on a trip, and then a family trip, visit BYU, perhaps Utah and Texas A&M as well, and have a decision for his college. Reiner, thanks for joining us, and we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne. Have a great day.